One of the things I love most about living in the country is the darkness of the night sky. There's never been a yard light outside our farmhouse. We haven't wanted man-made illumination to interfere with the panorama of stars and planets overhead. Then last January, on a cold winter evening, I was jarred awake by a light of terrible brilliance. Our old barn had caught fire. Within minutes, only the timber frame remained, stark and ghastly black amid a sea of ferocious flame. The fire marshal said the cause was arson, and no suspects were ever found. With our insurance money, we've hired a crew of Amish carpenters to build a new wooden barn that looks a lot like the old one. But as the barn nears completion, I'm faced with a dilemma. On one hand, I'd like to keep this barn secure, and bright lights are supposed to scare away unwanted visitors, both animal and human. Yet I am unwilling to sacrifice my starry sky to the tyranny of a petty arsonist. Although we seldom realize it, darkness is a valuable resource. As living creatures, we have an inborn need for darkness. For humans, too much light during sleeping hours can cause depression, grogginess, and impaired thinking. Scientists from the Centers for Disease Control theorize that sleeping in a room that's bathed by the glow of a streetlight can contribute to hormone-related cancers. A University of Pennsylvania study found that children younger than 2 who slept with a nightlight on were more likely to develop nearsightedness before they reached adulthood. For animals, too much artificial light can be lethal. Birds, which navigate by the stars and moon, are easily confused by bright lights and die by the thousands each year as they crash into buildings and radio towers. Young sea turtles, after they hatch from their nests along the beach, are often fatally attracted to streetlights and floodlit parking lots. Light pollution is far worse today than it was a few decades ago. On average, a modern single-family home uses 40% more kilowatt-hours of lighting than in 1970, yet much of this costly illumination never hits its intended target. Experts estimate that up to one-third of all outdoor lighting is misdirected. It shines upwards and sideways, and does little more than bathe the sky in a wasteful display of electricity. For the outside of my barn, an electrician friend suggests that I use gooseneck fixtures with circular shields to aim the light downward, the kind used by gas stations during the 1940s and 50s. He also recommends motion detectors, which will make the lights come on only when there is an intruder present. I'll never understand why someone would burn down a beautiful old barn, but I do know that what we see in the evening sky, whether it's twinkling stars or the orange glare of suburbia, is a reflection of how we treat the world, and we shouldn't allow the darkness that lies within a few human hearts to overcome what's good about the night.